Hey everybody, this is Sophie, and we did in fact just release a new episode yesterday, but this is just a special little 20-minute snippet to communicate our excitement about a very special something that happened at Mississippi State today. We're so excited. So we just wanted to jump on here for just a little bit, share our excitement with you, and then we will leave you alone. And I pulled out the old theme music because it seemed appropriate. Because this is breaking news. It really is. It's breaking news. Okay, here we go with our extra special bonus episode. All right. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
This is Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I mean, we were just here. We were just right in these very same spots yesterday. And there's a brand new episode of the podcast that came out last night. But if there was ever a time for us to jump back on,
this is the time. You know what I thought? You know how I felt when I went to college? I wanted to be, of course, I wanted to be the next Jane Pauley is what I aspired to be at that time. And I wanted to be on the Today Show. And I thought, this is the closest I've ever come to I have to race back to my broadcast network because there's breaking news and it's urgent and immediate and I'm on call. Like, that's how this has felt. Like, this is me living out my Jane Pauley fantasies of old.
Listen, if I can find that old podcast music, I'm going to put it on this thing. If I can find our old theme music that sounded like a news show, I'm going to put it on here.
Because if ever
I don't know where it is.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Before we get to the big news, I thought yesterday with the Meghan and Harry news, I thought, well, this is the pinnacle of 2020. I mean, it can't really get any bigger than this. I was on an internet rabbit trail all night last night, reading various theories, various thoughts, what's going to happen, what the Queen is going to do about their website, about them branding Sussex Royal. And then today, this happened.
Yes. And this, for those of you who don't know, and really you would probably, if you were to begin to understand my excitement about this day, you would really have to be on Twitter pretty regularly. But Mississippi State has hired a new football coach.
Yes, they have.
And I have to say, Melanie, I almost feel like you called it into being. I really did.
I feel like if there's ever a case for the power of intercessory prayer, it's the fact that y'all have hired who you have hired.
Yes, because Mississippi State today around 12:30, they announced that we have hired Mike Leach as our head football coach.
Yes, Lord.
And I feel like it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I feel like every time I think about it, I laugh. Like, okay, there's so much about it, but here are several sort of elements, I guess, that made it so surprising, because we talked yesterday about the coaching search and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there were three or four names that were out there. And like it was fairly public that our athletic director had talked to Mike Leach because it was reported that he was sort of fascinated by him, which we all are. I mean, why wouldn't you be?
You're a human.
I mean, and if y'all don't know, Mike Leach has been the coach at Washington State for, I think, 8 years. Been really successful there, and then was the coach at Texas Tech before that.
Yes.
And he, as much as you know, Melanie and I love Les Miles, Mike Leach is equally eccentric.
Yes. I really thought today, this day, is like that the Lord giveth with Mike Leach. He tooketh away with Les Miles. We lost him in the SEC West, but boom, as if like just all my dreams come true.
It's beauty for ashes is what it is.
Exactly.
So I was in a couple of different conversations today, and so I was not in front of my computer. So when I finally sat down at my desk and looked at my phone and then my computer, I was like, something has happened.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at my phone, my friend Daphne had said Leach. And I was like, what? What? So I immediately jumped on Twitter, and Mississippi State's marketing department had done a couple of short pieces that, and Mike Leach is very interested in pirates. It's kind of a hobby for him. And so State had tied it all into the pirate thing, which, listen, kudos to them for that.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And then I started to have the realization of like, Mike Leach is going to be the football coach at Mississippi State University.
Yeah.
Mike Leach, he was an offensive genius.
Yes.
He is going to be our football coach, and he is going to be in the SEC. And I'm going to tell you something, but here's really the part about it. I mean, I have several parts about it that, mm-hmm. that really delight me, and I'm going to mention this in a minute, but this is where my brain went next, is all this came into being because in a rivalry game called the Egg Bowl back at the end of November, when Ole Miss scored with 4 seconds left on the clock and could have tied the game with an extra point, one of their players chose to go into the end zone and lift his leg as if he was going to the bathroom like a dog.
And that moment was a proverbial house of cards.
It was a house of cards because as a result of that moment, they got a penalty. It was assessed on the extra point. They missed the extra point. They lost the game. Their coach was fired. Ole Miss hired Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
We held on to our coach, but had a not great ramp up to the bowl because of some off-field issues, and then had a not great bowl and apparently some off-the-field issues. And so our coach was fired last week. And all of this is tied into the whole reason why our coach got a little bit more time was because we won the Egg Bowl because a guy went into the end zone and lifted his leg like he was a dog going to the bathroom.
That's
on our
exactly
field.
Right.
I mean, when you talk about, listen, when we say that consequences are awake, I mean, I just, and so now we have Mike Leach, which means the two college football coaches in next year's Egg Bowl will be Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach. And won't he do it? I mean,
listen,
won't he do
it? If ever there was a premise for a Flannery O'Connor novel,
let me tell you something.
Right.
This is it.
The state of Mississippi, no offense to you, Soph, because I know that you were born and raised there. I'm Mississippi. I have a love for it now because it's where you came from. But I'm going to say it's never been more interesting. Like all of a sudden.
Oh, I told a friend of mine this afternoon because not everybody, but several people came by my office to talk to me about this. And I said, I'll tell you the best part is that the Tennessee Williams play is going to write itself.
Absolutely.
I mean, the characters are in place.
Yeah.
We just need to sit back and watch it play out because just like I said on whatever episode we talked about it, that I was so delighted by the Lane Kiffin hire as somebody who was a fan of college football in Mississippi. I was on board with that hire. The Ole Miss people have been the same way about Mike Leach today because everybody is like, oh, this is, I'll tell you what this matchup is. This is a gift. We don't deserve this. We don't know how this came to be, but listen, we will sit and we will rest in the blessing of what's about to play out.
That's exactly right.
Oh my goodness. I got chill bumps.
It's an ESPN 30 for 30 film that is just right there on the horizon. I already see it. I already know what it's going to be. Now, you know, I have like firsthand experience with Mike Leach. And, you know, it's funny because some of my Aggie friends are like, oh God, Mike Leach, because we are well aware of what it's like to play against a Mike Leach coach team, because those were a lot of our years at A&M playing against Tech. And I'm going to tell you something, Mississippi State isn't going to lack for some offensive production.
Well, that's right. That's what a friend of mine said today. He said that, listen, get ready for the days when you may win 58-52 or you may lose 58-52. Now, hopefully there'll be a good defensive person to come in. That's, of course, now all the message board guys you know, they're all thinking coordinators and you know, special teams coaches and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to score some points. And do you know that I can't remember, I think Mike Leach landed in Starkville at 3:15 this afternoon. Came off the plane ringing a cowbell.
Got to work with
him on his form, but it was a good effort. But later in the afternoon, a robocall went out to season ticket holders with Mike Leach on the other end.
Oh, I cannot. It
was like,
stand it.
Get ready because we're going to score some points.
Yeah.
So
I feel like here's what we've got now. Here's how the SEC West is shaping up. It's like you've got Nick Saban, who is Nick Saban. So you've got, and he's legendary in and of himself just because he's Nick Saban. I feel like we've got Jimbo Fisher at A&M who came in and said, it ain't going to be like it used to be. Right. So you got that cast of characters. You got Ed Ogeron, who today I saw a quote from him that said, the day he can't whoop a man's ass is the day he doesn't get out of bed, which I'm a frame that. You want to talk about there's your motivational quote, Lane Kiffin. And you want to know what goes on your note card. That's brilliant. And now you've got Lane Kiffin with his note cards, and you've got Mike Leach with his whole pirate routine, who just uses press conferences after games to just kind of share his opinions on whatever happens to come up.
Karen Howell tweeted several just beautiful things this afternoon.
Of course.
Is, you know, states think kind of their slogan for football that they put on billboards and stuff is, this is our state. So she gave it a, this is our state. And then I've seen Starkville, you know, I mean, like, that's going to be a gift that continues to give, the whole pirate thing. But yeah, the SEC West is really sort of a Hall of Fame situation right now.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've got such a crazy cast of coaching characters. I don't know. I can't believe it. I cannot wait for his press conference tomorrow. I want somebody to ask him about a rare animal, maybe in the Ecuadorian rainforest.
That's right.
I don't know.
I mean, think back to the beginning of this season. Think of the journey. And this should be a lesson for all of us, and that sometimes our prayers aren't immediately answered, but over time that they are. Because think back when we talked about, remember when he did the whole thing on which Pac-10 mascot would take out the other? He did a whole...
Yes.
And remember, we talked about it on the podcast.
I might pack somebody.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the podcast. And at the time, I was like, man, I wish he was more in my area. You know, I wish it was somewhere where I could really... And who would have dreamed this whole thing? And I thought, here's my thing about Moorhead, y'all's former coach. I'm sure he's a lovely man. He was a little bit boring, I felt like.
Right.
And we're never going to be bored again listening to any kind of Mississippi State press conference.
We're never going to be bored again.
Mm-mm.
We're not. And somebody, you know, I've read so much, and I still have so much left to read. But there was a quote from one reporter, and I love, too, how sports media people love him.
Yes.
But there was a quote that said he was torn about leaving Washington State. Obviously, he's been super successful there. I think the people there have really seemed to love him. But it was, you know, there's a huge pool of athletic talent in Mississippi and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. That he was excited about being in such a saturated area of talent and the opportunity to coach in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe he's ours.
No.
I can't believe it. Uh-uh. I know you felt the same way when Jimbo Fisher went to A&M. Like, okay, but we're going to have a lot of sort of genius minds.
Yeah.
Concentrated. And if there's ever a time for you to get to town for SEC media days, this might be
it. Don't think I'm not already putting it on my calendar. I mean, I just can't even wait. I can't wait to see what's going to happen, because it's just not going to be boring. And the things that he's going to say at SEC media days, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So we don't want to belabor this.
Yeah.
We just really wanted to jump on and say, oh my goodness.
Breaking news.
This has happened.
Yeah.
Because as you know, yesterday I announced that I was going to be the head coach at Mississippi State.
Well, yeah. And I was excited about that. I felt good about, the fact that you had chosen me to be your offensive coordinator. I felt good about that.
Right. And the person in charge of targeting and targeting reviews.
Exactly right. Which I knew I couldn't do from a beanbag chair. And so...
I was trying to round up a dental chair for the second game.
Exactly right.
I was really trying to put my heart and soul into that and amass a staff. I thought maybe Beth would be chaplain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really get a chance to suss that out, though, because of today's news. So just for posterity's sake, here are the things I think I'm most excited about. One I've kind of mentioned, which is football has always been a Southern Gothic affair in the state of Mississippi. It has always been layered and tinged with darkness and grief and despair. Hope deferred, that kind of thing. And so to the fact that now we have Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss and Mike Leach at Mississippi State, like I said, the Tennessee Williams screenplway, the Flannery O'Connor short story, the William Faulkner short story, all of that will write itself. Yeah. That's going to be fantastic for those two to be rivals. And then the second thing is the SEC West coaching lineup for things like media days, and just that these are the coaches that are going to play each other. Like, you have to play each other, and that's going to be super fun. And then there's this, and this is maybe a little petty. Okay. This is not petty. But it was such a big deal when Ole Miss hired Kiffin.
Yes.
And it was such a big move on their part to hire Kiffin. Such a dramatic move. And the Mike Leach move felt a little bit to me like John Cohen, our athletic director, going, checkmate everybody. I'm gonna come in as strong. I'm gonna come in as big. And then let's see how this thing falls out.
You know what he did? He swung his sword. Is what I'm going to tell you.
He did. He swung his sword. I just sent you a direct message on Twitter of a GIF that somebody made. You might just want to go ahead and pull that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The egg bowl.
What the egg bowl will be like. And then the other thing is, and this is really where my heart is with all this stuff, is, you know, I'm always interested in how people relate to other people, and I'm always interested in leadership and that kind of stuff. And I texted Daphne and I said, I'm going to need a live feed from Startful of him getting off the plane. And so Daphne found a reporter at the Startful Daily News who was, I don't know, somebody even asked, are you recording this on your Nokia flip phone? Like, the quality was not great. But so Mike Leach got off that plane. He rang his cowbell very dutifully. He walked down the carpet and he went straight to the six or seven players who were there. And he stood with them for probably 5 or 6 minutes. And within 2 minutes, they were cracking up. Like, you know what I mean?
They like him.
They were cracking up. And, that he, even in all that chaos, that he stood there and he took time with them. And Gardner Minshew, who was his quarterback at Washington State last year, who's from Mississippi, apparently, I don't know how much he's been involved with this hire at all, but I think his players love him. So,
I think so too.
And I don't think you mess around with him. So,
Well, and I think, truth be told, and I think some Texas Tech fans, but I think Texas Tech rues the day that they let him go.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, I mean, it was, they had to do, there were a lot of political things and whatever, but like, they haven't been the same since. So he's a good coach. He's a good coach. I think he's going to do great things. I'm excited for y'all. He's going to definitely up the, you know, if, in the words, as Lane Kiffin might say, if one is better, it makes us all better.
He might, in fact, say that.
Water rises to its level.
I don't feel like Mike Leach gets up and reads inspirational quotes as much as I feel like Mike Leach gets up and reads books about obscure methods of war in Far Eastern countries or something. You know, like,
yes, I would agree with that.
I feel like that's probably more his speed. But I'm super excited, and I'm excited for Mississippi. I'm excited for my school. I'm excited for the SEC and for America, really, to get to bear witness to whatever it is that's going to happen next fall.
I always greatly anticipate college football season, but I feel like this gives us a reason to be even more excited because I cannot wait to see how it all plays out.
I know, I can't either. Okay, so that's really, we just really want to jump on here and say, like, yay, State has a coach, and yay, said coach happens to be Mike Leach.
That's right.
It couldn't have surprised me more, and it couldn't have pleased me more.
No, it feels like it really came, like, I felt like you'd heard it, and then it was like, nothing really came of it. They were like, he's not interested, and then all of a sudden, it was like he was the coach. I thought it had passed us by, and now he is.
I did too. But like I told Daphne earlier, I would like a TikTok, like in terms of a timeline of how this whole thing played out, that he was initially contacted on what day and at what time. There was a follow-up conversation regarding what subjects on what day and what time. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to know how long it took for the whole thing to pan out. And I may never know that, but
yeah, but maybe
clearly
that might be on the upcoming 30 for 30 special.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. John Cohen is a super smart guy. And so I told Daphne, I said, just in my head, like he and Mike Leach had some strange meeting and melding of the minds where, you know, they maybe didn't talk much about football, but bonded over some other things. I have no way of knowing that, but I know that they're both really smart men. So I'm glad it worked out like it did. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good fit. I think he's a good fit. And we've talked a lot about how it takes the right coach at the right place to have success. And I think because he's just quirky enough to kind of adapt and get it.
I agree.
So kudos to you. Kudos to the Bulldogs today. They're the big winners.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's all we'll talk about right now since y'all just had another podcast. But we hope y'all have a great weekend. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Hail State. Bye, everybody.